Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul talked right into the break there, but he had to go. That guy worked so hard. He was doing an interview while driving. He had just arrived at his destination at his meeting to go speak to a crowd, so he had to go. But he, it was great talking to him. You know, I didn't push too hard to get Ron Paul on the last 6 months or so because I knew they were just had him all over the place working hard. But I also knew that, you know, he'd said, I want to come on every month, but the messages weren't all getting passed on. And I can't blame Ron Paul for that. So I was like, you know what? Ron Paul ever wants to come back on, he'll contact us. And we got word through Lou Rockwell. He's like, come on. So it was great. And Ron Paul's like, hey, I haven't been on a while. I haven't had me on. So it was great having him on. He was also saying, hey, you know, I heard, you know, some folks saying that you might not be too happy with some stuff. And I meant to get to that, so I'll just get to it now here on air as an addendum that we'll tack on to the video for radio listeners that we'll post tonight of this, because we also stream video of it if you're a radio listener. I hold Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty to a higher standard because they've always been non-compromise. And I've been critical of Jesse Benton and some of his decisions, but you can call that armchair quarterbacking, but I've been in there helping the campaign from day one for 17 years. I mean, Ron Paul's district used to come right up to South Austin. You know, I've been interviewing Ron Paul for 17 years. Ron Paul never compromises. Ron Paul is a great guy that I totally, you know, agree with literally on 99% of things. But I meant to get to this with him on or off air, but I didn't have a chance because we had to go on air and then go off air. So since he brought it up to me off air, I'll just get it on record here. He said, yeah, a few people, you know, in the campaign and stuff said that, you know, you were being critical. But he goes, I know that's not true. Alex Jones, you know, has always been a stalwart supporter. And I said, yeah, let me just be clear. Jack Hunter, let's put it on screen, wrote articles saying we shouldn't be critical of the Bilderberg Group. And it was in syndicated columns. It was in the Charleston City paper and others. Clearly pointed at yours truly this year at Bilderberg, saying that it was stupid to talk about the New World Order in Bilderberg when they're announcing it. Ron Paul's been proven right. I've been proven right. So that's my point. And then I'm sure guys like that then go to Ron Paul and say, oh, Alex is attacking you to drive a wedge so that Ron Paul then thinks I don't like him. Ron Paul's not stupid, Jack. Okay? And listen, Jack, I understand. I mean, let's put him on screen. I got a photo of him. I'm not Jack Hunter's enemy. And it's one thing if Rand wants to go, you know, meet with the founder of a bunch of online banking systems like PayPal, Peter Thiel, who is Bilderberg. I'm not against actually meeting high-powered people to try to convince them. As we gain more steam, as we become stronger and stronger, as we try to contend, we will be approached. I've been approached by billionaires. I've been approached by top movie stars. I've been approached by two-star generals. I've been approached by defense contractor chairman. Okay? And I've had conversations with them. When something's off record, unless it's criminal what they're telling you, it's off record. I wear a journalist hat. I wear a commentator hat. I wear a journalist hat. I wear a ranter hat, entertainer hat. Sometimes I do things that are entertaining just for fun, you know, skits and things. I wear a lot of hats. I'm a complex guy, Renaissance man, you could say. I mean, I'm proud of the fact I do a lot of things. Not all of them well, but I try a lot of things. But humans are Renaissance creatures. So that said, you know, obviously it's heady for Jack Hunter and you know, to now see Ron Paul's former chief of staff for the campaign, Jesse Benton, now working for the senator from Kentucky, not Rand Paul, but the other one. And so, okay, guys, great. You're big, high-powered Republicans now springboarding out of the Ron Paul revolution. Here's the deal. I'm with the constitutional libertarian movement. I'm not with go-toe after mainline Republicans. I'm trying to change mainline Republicans and Democrats. I'm sticking to my guns because I know that's the right path. I'm not going to compromise. And so you can read his article, Bilderberg conspiracies have become a handicap for the liberty movement. So I've criticized some of the people at Campaign for Liberty, and guess what? They're not heading it up anymore. Some people over there. Ron Paul's back running it, and it's going in the right direction, so I'm supporting Ron Paul just like I always did. But I, as one of the founding supporters of what is the modern Ron Paul movement, I've got my view and my statements as well. Okay, and I'll talk about the Bilderberg Jack Hunter if I want to.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide. On this Friday edition, it is the ninth day of November 2012. If you just joined us, Ron Paul was on with us for 30 minutes during the last hour. It was a bombshell interview. And I didn't get to one of my final points with him, so I'm going to cover that here in a moment. And then get into the latest on the election. Obama saying he is coming for your guns. He is coming for your electricity. He is coming for your cars. He is coming for your family. He's going to tell you what your kids are going to eat. Major cities everywhere, from Chicago to Atlanta, from San Francisco to Trenton, New Jersey, you name it. They're all coming out saying, we're going to tell you no soft drinks. We're going to tell you no milk products. We're going to watch what you eat. We're going to control your life. I mean, this is dungeon-level prisoner control we're going under with a nanny state. And I look at the Obama supporters on average, especially the white ones. There's nothing more chicken-necked than the they walk with a shuffle. They're into their weakness. They're into their fawning on the system. It is a religion of statism. And the fact that they're weak and have power through the collective. I mean, I've observed these people. These are very sniveling, mindless weirdos. And but yesterday, we opened the phones up for Obama supporters, and some called in and said, hey, Bush was really bad. I like Obama, and I don't want the neocons in again. And I get that. So some of them had reasonable points. Others, though, were unbelievable. And I meant to do this more often, but we're going to start doing it a couple days a week where we don't screen calls, but sometimes I say, hey, the phones are just open for police officers, or the phones are just open for school teachers, or we want your take on government health care. Phones are open for medical practitioners, RNs, nurses, doctors, things like that. The phones are open for Obama supporters right now, 800-259-9231. And let me tell you, a couple of them, we're reading right off talking points, man, about your guy lost, ha, 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 it was amazing. So we need to hear the victory, the satisfaction in the voice out there, because they're not successful because of themselves in their lives. It's Obama. It's the state. It's the government. And conservatives do this when it comes to war. A lot of them really get off on shock and awe, buildings blowing up, watching jets take off, aircraft carriers. I've talked to business owners, liquor stores, pizza places, restaurants, and I'll walk in. I've done it so many times, and I've talked to people that I learn run restaurants, liquor stores, and I'll say to them, but I've asked them in stores as well, let me guess, what's the most busy time ever you get in here? And they'll go, holiday? And I go, no, anytime. And they'll go, well, it's got to be a holiday. And I'll go, think again. And they'll go, a war, when there's a war, when a war starts. I'm like, that's right, because I'd also seen articles about liquor sales and food sales. The mainline conservative pulls in, gets just gallons of alcohol, goes home for days. In fact, a lot of conservatives end up not even showing up for work for a few days when a war starts, and it is just drunken pleasure. And they sit back like it's a football game and woo and cheer. You'll see it on the news when like people really enjoyed watching the the cruise missiles fly in. It'll show some Iraqi television shots of one flying over and the Iraqis all scared and everybody claps. Oh, look at them, they're scared. Those what heads, all the racist terms, and then it'll show like an apartment building, boom, and the TV station, the power plant. Hey, the lights are off in Baghdad. Yeah, woohoo, yeah. Let's blow them people up. Yeah! Pretty sick. So I want to be fair here. When you hear the satisfaction of a pathetic Obamanoid, you guys are pretty pathetic sometimes, too. You mainline people think conservatism is having a big global empire and attacking a bunch of countries and putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and then having Al-Qaeda attack the Serbs and then forgetting about it later. This is the reality is what I'm getting at. Okay, and so it's pathetic. So it's not just Obamanoids that are in an absolute love affair, a deep love affair at every level with the state. A lot of mainline Republicans are in love with it in other ways, and that's why real constitutionalists, real libertarians, real conservatives in record numbers didn't vote this time. It's not because they're stupid. They're smart. They just couldn't do it. They know it's a lesser of two evils only on one level, that Romney was worse than others, and they couldn't do it. But how dare you Obamanoids call into a show run by one of the, the chief constitutionalists who does deep research and laugh at me like I'm upset that Obama got in because Romney didn't. I would have been upset if either one got in different ways. And I'm upset about where this country's going. I'm upset about our power prices exploding. I know what that's going to mean for people on fixed incomes. I've got family that's on fixed incomes that almost was going without food because they were too proud to talk about it or go on welfare. And if I wouldn't have helped them, they would literally be, old people on dog food. You make me sick. And it's your love of this big corrupt thing that's allowed this to happen. And it's going to get a lot worse. And when the power prices more than double nationwide the next few years, that's a conservative estimate. I live in the beta test city. It's already doubled in the last five. They're in the news. I've read it saying, get ready for a doubling. It's for the earth. No, it's to squeeze us and shut us down. You think we can't compete with all the regulations and health care and government control with China, India, Mexico, and 160 other third world countries where our jobs are all going, our economy went? You think we can't compete? Now, wait till our power prices, that's all we had going was the cheap energy, and it's going bye-bye. The cheap energy's going bye-bye, the giant profits for the globalists are here, and you call me and laugh at me and giggle and say, "Your old precious Obama got in." You people are dangerous because you're so ignorant. And you will have your time. Socialism will probably fully take over. You'll get to see total poverty everywhere. I guess misery loves company. And you're victorious. You've destroyed us. And conservatives, mainline conservatives, you're not conservative. You've helped do this as well. And so you're just all different flavors of the same deception. And but at least conservatives that are mainline are pro-gun, anti-abortion. At least they realize that freedom and free market on the surface is good, you see. At least they've got that in their mind. You Democrats have nothing. Nothing, except maybe on the surface, you're understanding a bunch of wars aren't a good idea. But then if Obama does it, well, it's not a war, it's a peace action. So the globalists have got it all covered. Both parties get done what they need. It looks like there's a difference, and it isn't, because they're really one big stinking thing that kind of fights with itself over who gets to run things. It's kind of like me and my wife. The only time we have arguments is if we finally get my parents to babysit or something, and we're going to, you know, go out to a movie, and we sit down at the computer or iPad to see which movie, and I'm like, I don't want to see a chick flick. Let's go see a science fiction movie. And she's like, no, I'm not going to go see one of your science fiction movies. And I'm like, but most of the time when I take her to one, she goes, this was actually really good. I'm like, yeah, you liked Cloud Atlas, didn't you? I mean, even though it had a bunch of messages that probably weren't the best in it. I mean, the point is that it was overall a good movie. It had a lot of good messages, too. The point is that this is the type of stuff that goes on. And that's about the difference with the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, when you finally get down to the final equation. We're going to go to break, and we got Matt in Nebraska, an Obama lover, listening on XM 166. We got Dave. He loves his king. He's listening in Pennsylvania. John in Ohio. James, Kevin, everybody. We're gonna kneel to you right now. And you are victorious, not by your literature, not by your art, not by your inventions, not by your strengths, not by the sweat of your brow, but by your Obama phone god. Okay, that said, I'm not going to spend any more time on this. The Ron Paul thing. If you just tuned in, Ron Paul was on. Great interview. I've always loved Ron Paul. I blew up one time when callers were calling in after Ron Paul had already stepped out of the race, saying, well, we got to vote Ron Paul. He's still going to get in. And I said, I don't want to hear about Ron Paul anymore and how he's still going to win. Okay, the Republicans shut him out. That's what happened. Please, I'm tired of the irrational exuberance. Okay? And then I criticized Jack Hunter, who was one of the head guys with him. He wrote this article, Bilderberg Conspiracies Have Become a Handicap for the Liberty Movement. I mean, that's the key, that mega offshore banks run both parties, and the Bilderbergs, one of their meetings where they meet illegally with Hillary and Obama 4 years ago. We were there covering it this year, and he criticized it and said we shouldn't cover it, and that it's kooky. Right when they're admitting in Europe, technocrat mega banks are installing leaders. They're admitting the mega banks are running Agenda 21. They're admitting the mega banks are saying they want our guns. They want 100 trillion new tax, London Telegraph, 100 trillion new global tax raised in carbon taxes. Here's Bloomberg. Coal's election loss could mean gain for carbon tax. Your new 50% taxes on your energy, we'll go to that. Private groups, Obama may levy carbon tax to cut U.S. deficit. We've been conquered by foreign banks. Okay, and if we can ever admit we were conquered, not militarily that we're designed to face, but by economic corporate takeover that's not free market and criminal, which they're I played for Ron Paul, CNBC admitting we're in a global government run by private banks. And he goes, yes, but we're not going to get our apology. So all I've said on air is, hey, Jack Hunter, Ron Paul's talking about the Bilderberg Group 30 years ago, buddy boy. In speeches, in his newsletters, so don't sit there at Campaign for Liberty now and tell me I'm bad when me and my listeners help build Campaign for Liberty and we like Ron Paul. And then so they run to Ron Paul and they go, oh, Alex Jones is talking bad about you. Man, you guys are a barrel of snakes. Okay? And I'm glad Ron Paul has taken him back over Campaign for Liberty. You guys have... Jesse Benton and others scurried over to work for the mainline Republican Party. Look, they're mad that the real constitutionalists are here saying, you're not hijacking Campaign for Liberty. Bilderberg can go to Hades. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. We love Ron Paul. You didn't drive your wedge. You fail. You lose. You lose. You lose. How do you like it? How do you like it? We're exposing Bilderberg. We're exposing the New World Order. And nothing on earth is going to stop it, only the good Lord above. You understand that? Who can stand against us if God's with us? You understand that? We're not going to shut up.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Start of the next hour, Aaron Dykes is going to come in here and host the last hour. for no particular reason. I just think it's good to get him in here so that he could introduce a bunch of special reports we did. One of these premiered last night on the news. We had a caller who called in who said I was a liar. Chicago does not restrict guns. There is no plan to get our guns, and I'm completely insane. And Obama has not announced he wants to ban semi-autos, and Dianne Feinstein said physically take them. So we show clips of her, clips of Holder, the quotes. It's 22 minutes long, and so we'll play that in a couple segments. Aaron Dice will cover some other breaking news and a couple other great reports. Shikari Jackson did a great one on foreign news covering CIA drug trafficking, but it's got subtitles, so he was like, hey, you going to play this special report? I said, well, it's in Spanish. He goes, but it's got subtitles. I'm like, yeah, that'll work good for radio. It's just funny. It's just funny. I do the same stuff. I was walking around the other day going, where are my sunglasses? And my wife goes, they're on your head. Anyways, even when you're smart, folks, you miss the simplest thing. That's why we've all got to double check each other in this world. Just a bunch of special reports coming up. But let's start. I'm going to try to shut up, have the Obama people make their comment, and then I'll move on to the next person. Because if I go into a long diatribe, even refuting him, I know our audience is informed. It's just best to hear the distillated genius that is the Obamanoid. Matt, thank you for calling in from Nebraska, XM 166 listener. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I voted for Obama just because there's nobody really else to vote for. That mainstream wasn't telling me to vote for, so. And I sent you an article update on show tips about FEMA shelters not really existing, but in Columbus, Nebraska, they got approved for a $6.9 billion FEMA shelter that's going to hold over about...
Basically, FEMA shelters are giant barbed wire facilities to lock people up in. That's why folks showing up at them, no food, no water, no power. I covered that out of what Associated Press and CBS News in the last hour, and then they hang up signs saying, due to bad weather, we're gone. We're government workers. We're going to go spend some paychecks right now. So, Obama phone. So you're being sarcastic, Matt. Did you really vote for Obama because the media told you to?
No, I voted for Gary Johnson. I'm sorry.
Matt, listen. We had callers. They had the lines burning up. People were finding the office lines yesterday wanting to get on to refute the Obama people. Please don't cheat and say you're an Obama supporter. I want to hear the actual people with the satisfaction, with the condescension, telling us we need to be arrested and stuff. We need to hear them. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been opposing Obama since 2007 as a sinister CIA agent, a stooge of Wall Street in the military-industrial complex, who's 99% Republican, but uses that kind of phony, vague populist rhetoric to con his people into thinking that he's something other than what he is. And I'm ashamed to admit it, that this wretch is a lesser evil than Romney, who would have taken us into World War III, a catastrophic war with Iran, and then with Russia. His top enemy is Russia, as his own statement, and every bit of Obama's rabid warmongering support for al-Qaeda to destroy countries and the guise of supporting...
Yeah, Romney was saying Obama wasn't doing enough in Libya and Syria, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's exactly my point.
John, here's the problem. You've been calling the show for 10 years and then run off other places and talk trash about me, which I love, by the way. Just get the name right, AlexJonesInfoWars.com. People don't understand the entertainment value. People send me clips of being attacked. It's actually a sick indulgence that I've tried to repent of, literally. That's not reverse psychology, folks. It's a sickness I have. But the issue here is socialism and communism never works, John. I get there's a form of crony capitalism that's absolutely virulent as well, but communism is a horrible nightmare. I hate it. I hate the Agenda 21, the plastic cities they want to cram us in. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And you know what? Show me where communism and socialism has delivered some Valhallic wonderland.
Well, that's not exactly the point right now. But actually, your lies about that, these deep forms of communism have been proven absolute John Birch Society Nazi concoctions.
That's all really you commies can say is John Birch Nazi. I say I don't want government-run health care written by insurance companies. I'm a Nazi. I say I don't want our power plant shut down. I'm a Nazi. And that's all you got, every one of you guys. Nazi John Birch. I think the John Birch Society's done incredible work. I think they've documented for 50-something years exactly what actually happened. I think you go watch old film stuff of in the 50s and stuff of Welch talking. It's like he's a prophet. I've never even been to a John Birch meeting, but I've sure read their literature. Just people away. I support the John Birch Society.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's the sharecropper creed, worse than slavery.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine.
They tell you you're free.
Land, I walked to the mine.
But then they've got it all set up where it's impossible to ever get ahead. And you've got to buy everything from the company store. You've got to buy it all from Walmart, not from those Amish, those farmers, not from that co-op. All the talk about environmentalism, it's the opposite, destroying the environment, but saying carbon dioxide is evil, while cross-species, genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, everything else they're doing. It's all about land-grabbing. It's all about power. It's all about the criminal syndicates having the moral high ground. And then these people get indoctrinated in the educational system funded by the big megabanks. Notice the richest people fund the universities And the more educated you are, the more communist or socialist you are. Look at the national studies. The more educated you are, the more you vote Democrat. Educated. Now there's a middle class, though, breakdown. You can pull these demographics up where nouveau riche, people that are worth millions of dollars, what poor people think is rich, what the elite think of as their enemy because they are independent, they vote almost exclusively Republican and Libertarian because they know how to run things. They know how to build things. They're producers. And so we're always stuck between the globalist on top, people that make $100,000 a year and right on up to a billion a year in some cases, by the ultra-rich that hate competition and want consolidation. And you talk to socialists and communists, and I went to college with them. I went to high school with them politically. I've been to so many events, and they'll come right up and say, "You racist scum, get out of here. We're going to beat you up." You're like, "I'm just here videotaping the Democratic Convention. I went to the RNC, too." This is back in 08. They go, "We're going to punch you in the back of the head when you're not looking. You racist scum." And it's always a white guy. And you're like, that was like some methamphetamine head. You know, there's some trust fund kid. And you're just like, you were brought in here by a big foundation, weren't you? You know this is all bull. You're actually just an operative. That's right. I am an operative. We're going to kill you someday. I've had them repeatedly tell me that in Austin, everywhere. And they're just criminals. What's sick is when you realize it's not even an ideology with most of them. Some of them are dumb enough to actually be communists, but a lot of them, it's just something they say. It's just something they push. And then you've got the poor, dumbed-down people that were never taught how to build anything, never given an economy because it had been offshored. Everything's designed to make you dependent. And they've grown up, you know, drinking baby formula that's 75% corn syrup. Have you looked at the baby formulas out there? The brains are getting smaller, physically smaller. The CC size of the inner skull is the same size genetically, like even getting bigger in some cases, but the brain's little because it doesn't get the fats it needs. There's not fats in the diet. They drink fluoride all day, drink aspartame all day, and they're like these little mindless jellyfish that come in all colors and shapes, just drooling around, shuffling around. That's kind of the lower level, and above that's kind of a trendy class that shuffles around, and the men are into acting weak, and the women are into acting dominant. You'll see a woman who's got like, sometimes two or three males trailing behind her that the more weak they act, the more she pats them on the head as she looks around hatefully at any strong men. They've got to be brought down. I mean, you know, it's quite a scientific system that's been set up. And then above that, you've got all the other guilds, and you've got all the business people that just think they're going to get ahead by not caring about anybody else but themselves. And it's just a big, wicked nightmare mess. All scientifically engineered, dumbing the culture down, attacking the family, poisoning the food and water. Whew. I'm sorry. Let's go back to more Obama people. Who's up next? We've got Dave in Pennsylvania, an Obama supporter, then Kevin, James, Ben, Zeke, and others. Dave, please enlighten me about our Lord and Savior. I don't want to be blasphemous. Our King Obama. He's now being called that by Democrats in posters, in signs, in shirts. I thought it was a joke at first. It's real. He is now the Caesar, the King, he was called the Christ 4 years ago. Some of the churches were. So tell us, Dave, about your great victory.
Yes, Alex. Alex, are you genuflecting right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, you put out the call, and I just wanted to let you know that, yes, I did. I did vote for Mr. Obama. And on the way up to the polling place, I saw all the people with their Romney hats and, you know, with their bumper stickers and stuff, and I just smiled and waved, and I said, yes, I can, and yes, we can, and yes, I did. I did vote for our Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama.
Good. And I mean, tell me why you did that.
Well, two reasons. The first one was I've been a big Ron Paul supporter for over 20 years. I knew him before he hit the mainstream, and I've seen how the Republican Party and the neocons have treated him all these years. You know, especially at the end, they shut him out of the convention, and I was just, well, it's going to be a protest vote. I was tired of the Sean Hannitys, the Glenn Becks, the Rush Limbaughs taking over the Tea Party and claiming it was theirs. So I said, okay, all you neocons, it's like throwing holy water on a vampire. I'm going to drive a stake through your heart. Me and a lot of my Ron Paul friends here in Pennsylvania, we did the same thing. We voted for the Kenyan with a smile.
Good. So your idea is make things worse as possible. Let's get this thing on. By the way, if you're a TV viewer, we found an amazing candid shot of Janet Napolitano that was taken inside the Justice Department. And you can see all the Justice Department criminal lawyers and scammers and globalist terrorists and Oklahoma City bombing masterminds. They're bowing down behind her. And here you can see the American people kneeling to her. If you're not a TV viewer, there she is laying another TSA agent. Anything else, sir?
Well, Alex, and hey, thank you for having Dr. Paul on. But I wish you would have asked him, you know, one question about his campaign and how it ended and sort of with a whimper, not with a bang. Because I thought he was going to go to the convention and, you know, raise the roof a little bit. And he sort of, like he did 4 years ago, just kind of like just stopped it. And, I mean, I know I listened to your show after this happened, and I just wish you would have asked him that question. Said you left a lot of supporters sort of, you know, hanging out to dry. And
well, here's, I mean, look, do you really want to know what happened? Go ahead and punch me back up, guys. What happened is Ron Paul has a mission to try to have the idea of liberty and freedom and small government that just make this country so great out there with the young people and to get on television as much as he could. So when things collapse, people have an alternative. You see, they're telling Republicans right now, the talking point is get even more socialist, endorse abortion, get rid of marriage and all these other things. This is what you're hearing now from the talk shows. And then the Democrats will vote for us. No, you know, they've become Stalin. You've got to become, you know, Mao Zedong. And then it just moves on down the line. True libertarians, which they admit would have won the election for Romney, stood down because they're done playing games with the neocons. This is the truth. The Republican Party is over if it doesn't get constitutional. The minute the Republican Party kicked out the globalist special interests that run it, same ones run the Democrats, and really went with a constitutional system and a constitutional idea, people would line up. Even people that one way or another get government contracts, and they would take less for a while just to get rid of this cancer. And I've looked at the numbers, the actuaries. It's an overwhelming win. Then you got to get through the electronic voting machine fraud. The problem is that the Republicans are bought and paid for at the top by the same globalists. So they're taking us down the road. So the libertarians said, well, let's just go ahead and let it get really, really bad and hope that it's kind of like a fever wakes enough people up. And so, you know, the deals were made that if Ron Paul didn't go to Paul Fest that the people set up, and then if he didn't attack and disrupt things too much, that Rand would get the speaking slot and that the Republicans would work with him and maybe he could be president someday. And that's basically what happened. And I think Rand Paul's a good guy overall. I don't think that was the daring strategy. I think it was a stratagem, not a strategy. And I don't like stratagems. I go with strategy, not stratagem. And people know the difference of that. You can look up the definitions. But a stratagem generally, you know, has some cloak and dagger in it, or let's just say things that are a bit untoward. But you can spin it in your mind and say it's not. And I have some proof of that. I know some of the backroom stuff. Ron Paul wasn't really even overall part of it. He just said, okay, I'll just go forward. You know, Rand was promised a lot more than he's actually going to get, too. And then you notice that all the little guys like Jesse Benton and others who are smart enough to marry into the family. So when you marry in, then it really becomes a problem to kick people out. But Ron Paul has pushed a bunch of those guys to the side now. Really, they already jumped ship into the Republican bosom, and he's come back in to run it himself. And that's what that call from Ron Paul through the great patriot Lou Rockwell, hey, Ron Paul wants to come on, that's what that was about. And let's just get it all out in the open. Because I said, you know, like 6 months ago, I said, just don't try to get Ron Paul anymore. If they ever want to come on again, they'll call us. And I like Ron Paul. I know he's for real. I know you can argue the socialist view, and it sounds good. But it could do some good for a little while, but it always becomes the greatest evil. It's like the Ring of Mordor. Libertarian constitutionalism, rugged individualism, that's the way to go. The eugenicists want socialism to control people. They want socialism to dominate and take control of you, not to lift you up. Okay, if angels were dispensing socialism, it still would probably create a problem down the road. Look, if you go to the park and feed the squirrels and feed the pigeons, they're going to overproduce and sit there and not do any work. If you feed the bears, they start coming into camp and don't know how to get food for themselves anymore, and they don't like how bugs and carrion and mushrooms anymore, and they start breaking in your house, and they start killing you. You know, if you get in their way when they're ripping open your refrigerator. And it's the same thing. This is what made Rome fall. And so all the socialists have got their reasons, low-level socialists, how they imagine they would divvy up all the goods and how government programs would build things. And to a certain extent, if it's raw infrastructure, yeah, it actually works. But then even that becomes corrupt. And then they use the infrastructure as a control grid. You know, it's like anything you build with the Ring of Mordor, any victory you have will end up, it's like the old legends of genies. I don't really believe in genies, but it's the parable. If you read, the old Arabic things about genies, if you ask a genie for a ton of gold, first say, in front of me 20 feet, I want a ton of gold placed, and then as part of that, you are to swear to never do me harm or have anyone else do me harm. It's like a legalese, you understand. You get the lamp or the ring of power. Okay, you can't use the ring of power. Do you understand that? Because anything you do, you ask for the ton of gold, what does the genie do? It's always going to be more sophisticated and devious than you can be because it's ageless. It will figure out a way to destroy you with what you get. Do you understand that? Do you understand? You cannot use the lamp. You cannot use the ring of power. Because it comes from a source of evil, it will come back and bite you in the butt. Understand? It's the Faustian riddle. You can make the deal. You can make the deal with the devil, and you could have always gotten out of it by repenting. The devil's lie is that it's always too late when it's never too late. You understand? Even though I believe in God, I'm talking about good and evil here, folks. Right and wrong. You trick yourself. Faust could have been free at any time by saying, I don't want what you've got to offer. I'm done. But he believed he was trapped. And people believe that the power they innately feel, well, if I just had some magic thing, if I just served evil, I just did something bad, then it would prove myself and then evil would give me power. Evil will only give you destruction. Any temporal power you get is a curse. Oh, many of you will never understand it. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Kevin in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex, for having me on. Just wanted to just ask you a question. You criticize people who voted for Obama. I don't know. Are you trying to say that you support Romney then?
Look, here's the deal. We had three callers who weren't really Obama supporters yesterday. This is happening again today. Maybe you are really one. But, I mean, you've got to be smart enough. You sound like you're smart just hearing a few words out of your mouth. Try to explain this. It's like if you went to a car dealership and he said you can have this Gremlin or you can have this Pacer or you can have this, whatever the case is, Junker. You're like, you know what? I don't like the price on these. I think I'll go to another dealership. You see, Romney would have been one sack of destruction and Obama would have been another, but Obama openly is diametrically opposed to the principles that made this country great. So the fact that people are rah-rahing him is very disconcerting, like Ron Paul said, who didn't endorse Romney. That the fact that they rejected it, though, even his rhetoric, and are wanting socialism and free goodies, and we went out and talked to them, articulate people that said, I think we should give some goodies to people. And one liberal patronized David Ortiz because he's Hispanic and said, it was a black guy. And he goes, and I think we should help the Hispanics a little more. Like, you're going to get something. You're going to get something. Like, David Ortiz has worked for a TV station. He's worked in sales. He has skills. He's well spoken. He's a good researcher. He's here not because he's Hispanic, but because he is a dynamic, intelligent, good reporter who does his research. Ja'Kari Jackson isn't here because he's black. He's here because he's smart and dynamic and got a great voice. And it's the same with all the reporters we've got here. Darren McBreen's not here because he's Irish. I'm not here because I'm whatever I am. I'm here because I want freedom. And don't you understand? It's watching you idiots celebrate about Obama running around with your tongues hanging out like you just won the lottery, when I know how evil Obama is, it makes me sick. Don't you understand that? Go ahead, make your point. Tell me how great Obama is.
It's one of the things where I don't think he's, I just think he's a better choice at this point. And there are a lot of reasons are, if you look at Bush Jr. before him, two terms, NDAA, all that stuff was already there.
And the same globalist, that Obama is a puppet. Bush was a puppet. I understand that. But see, an Obama supporter like you, I can kind of get what you're saying. Go, okay, but you think it's better because of the warmongering, and that's the one point I get. You're articulate. The people that call and start giggling and saying, I'm upset because my guy lost, which you kind of started with, I just don't know how to communicate with you. It's not that. It's that the system is selling Obama, and he's so bad. I mean, do you really think big government socialism works, buddy?
I don't think it's socialism at all.
Okay. More than half the American people that actually produce have their wealth taken. More than half of it.
Trying to pump up the economy, socialism. How is it when the bank bailouts you talk about all the time, they paid that back?
Actually, they didn't. That's a fraudulent news report. They took stuff at zero interest, and only part of it was that. They had three different ways to get money, the open window, the rest of it, and they paid some of it back, and they were able to loan it out at 10, 20, 30% interest and make giant profits and then pay it back years later, and they ordered a lot of the banks to take the money. How was the government doing that? You know, it's like 40-something trillion that the mega banks got, not the $876 billion you were told about. Do you understand they play games, sir? Like Obama saying he wouldn't sign the NDAA, and then he did, and it turned out his people wrote it. I mean, you know that's admitted now, right?
No.
That's it for next week. I want to take his call and show all the admissions where Obama's people wrote it. We'll be back with more of you guys.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Believe we actually found this candid inside photo of Janet Napolitano at the Justice Department with all of her ladies behind her.
Ira Haynes.
call him.
Call him Drunken Ira Haynes.
He won't answer anymore.
Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war.
Humans are not meant to sit around and have somebody else bring them food. In any culture, that's not what we come from, it's not what we are. And it won't work. And these people that think that the managed inside economy, the socialism to the mega banks and the rest of them, like the last guy, and all the energy deal takeovers of coal that you think's for the earth, I mean, it's on record, it's all a scam. Aaron Dice is coming up to break that down and premiere a big, the bottom of the next hour, gun report that is so devastating. We're going to start doing this with Obama callers, so look out. We're going to take when you say you didn't know something or I'm lying about something, and we're going to just, a few days later, after we get all the stuff together, we're going to hammer you. Hammer you. We're going to hammer him with all the information, that last caller. Not because I hate you, but because I love you. Briefly, speaking of free market, we sell the ProPure water filtration system that blows away all other gravity-fed filters, because this is what I research. It's what I use in my home, what I use in my RV. The ProPure Traveler is the size of a regular, you know, big unit with most companies. Side by side, it blows the competition away. We sell them all. Normally, we had the lowest price. With 10% off, it blows away even that. We're doing 15% off through the weekend. On Monday morning, this deal is over. You can get 15% off with the promo code WATER15. You put water in, you get 10% off. WATER15, 15% off. ProPure. ProPure. Gravity-fed filters, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can call on the weekend as well, 888-253-3139. And there's also a P.O. box there on the site, but you need to call and find out the shipping if you use the P.O. box. Okay, let's try to hurry through more of these Obama supporters. James in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes. First of all, Jones, man, I love you, dude, like a brother, dude. Wish nothing but the best for you. I love that zombie comedy you did the other day and that election, after the election interview. That was great, man. That was great stuff you were doing. Let's see here. It's more like with Obama. It's more like starvation. And Romney, I'm seeing World War III. That's what I'm finding. What do you think about that?
That's the only argument that I think is fair, that Romney was licking his lips, talking about war with Russia and stuff, and not very, and expanding things. Yeah, that. But don't worry, Obama's still going to do that, too.
And some of my other talking points here, let's see. I mean, he's more pro-cannabis, medical cannabis, Obama.
Actually, on the surface, he is. See, that's what I'm saying about the NDAA. He said he was against it while his people wrote it to make sure it would get passed. He said he would veto it so there wouldn't be opposition. He is slicker than Romney. And that's what I'm telling you, is he stabs you in the back. Obama tripled raids in states. You can look this up. I've had the activists on, but it's medical dispensaries and things that were legal under state law than what Bush did. You're gravely mistaken about Obama and the cannabis thing. He lied and said he would stop raids. Did raids in states that decriminalized stop under Obama?
Okay. We disagree on that point to a certain extent. I understand where you're coming from, man.
But no, it's a fact. It's a fact.
It may be factual. I mean, on the abortion issue, Solomon even said in Scripture, it's better for those who were never even born. So on some abortions, I can understand that, or the baby can't, you know, talk or anything. It's better to abort. King Solomon said that in Scripture. So
have you ever seen footage of those babies crawling up trying to get away from those knives?
Oh, I agree with you there, too, man.
They try to fight those knives off, man. I dare you to go watch abortion. It's online. You go watch a partial birth abortion and call me back, bud. Listen, man, people say I have my body. You went out, you got pregnant, you're having the kid, and you lie to yourself and say it isn't a human. Don't do it, folks. Don't do it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.